Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most visual and rewarding topics in the whole specification, graphs of equations and functions. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and today I'm going to make sure you're completely ready for it. So grab a pen, maybe sketch along as we go, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. When we talk about graphs of equations and functions, we're really talking about the visual language of mathematics. Every equation you have ever written, whether it is something simple like y equals 2x plus 1, or something more complex like y equals x squared minus 3x plus 2, has a corresponding shape on a coordinate grid. Your job in the exam is to understand those shapes, sketch them accurately, read information from them, and use them to solve problems. Let's work through each graph type systematically. First up, linear graphs. These are straight lines, and they follow the equation y equals mx plus c. Now, m is the gradient, that is the steepness of the line, and c is the y-intercept, which is where the line crosses the vertical axis. Here is the key insight. The gradient tells you how much you changes for every 1 unit increase in x. So if m equals 3, every time x goes up by 1, y goes up by 3. If m is negative, the line slopes downward from left to right. To calculate gradient from a graph, you pick two clear points on the line, draw a right angle triangle, and divide the vertical change, the rise, by the horizontal change, the run. Rise over run, that is your gradient formula. Now, quadratic graphs, these are the beautiful U-shaped or N-shaped curves, and they follow y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. When a is positive, that is the coefficient in front of x squared, you get a U shape, which we call a parabola, opening upwards. When a is negative, it flips to an N shape. The key features examiners love to test are the roots, which are where the curve crosses the x-axis, the y-intercept, where it crosses the y-axis, the turning point, which is the minimum or maximum of the curve, and the axis of symmetry, the vertical line that cuts the parabola perfectly in half. For equals x squared minus 2x minus 3, the roots are at x equals negative 1 and x equals 3. The y-intercept is at negative 3, and the turning point is at 1, negative 4. The axis of symmetry sits exactly halfway between the roots, so at x equals 1. Next, cubic graphs. These follow y equals ax cubed, or more complex versions like y equals x cubed minus x. The key shape is an S-curve. Unlike quadratics, cubics do not have a single turning point. They can have two, or they can pass smoothly through a point of inflection. For the basic y equals x cubed, the curve passes through the origin with that characteristic S shape, going from bottom left to top right. When a is negative, it flips, top left to bottom right. Now for reciprocal graphs, y equals k over x. These produce two separate branches, one in the first quadrant and one in the third quadrant for positive k, or one in the second and fourth quadrants for negative k. The crucial feature here is the asymptotes, the lines that the curve approaches but never actually touches. For y equals 1 over x, the asymptotes are the x-axis and the y-axis. This is a higher tier favorite, and examiners often ask you to sketch it and identify those asymptotes. Exponential graphs. Y equals a to the power of x. These show rapid growth or decay. For y equals 2 to the power of x, the curve passes through 0, 1 on the y-axis because anything to the power of 0 is 1, and it rises steeply for positive x while approaching but never touching the x-axis for negative x. That x-axis is an asymptote. Exponential graphs are used to model real-world situations like population growth and radioactive decay. Finally, for higher-tier candidates, circles. The equation x squared plus y squared equals r squared gives you a circle centered at the origin with radius r. So x squared plus y squared equals 25 is a circle with radius 5. The key skill here is recognizing this equation form and being able to state the radius. Right, let us talk about what actually loses candidates marks in the exam, and how you're going to avoid every single one of these traps. Mistake number one, not completing a table of values accurately before plotting. When a question says complete the table of values and draw the graph, you must substitute each x value into the equation carefully. The most common error is sign mistakes, especially with negative numbers. If x equals negative 2 and your equation is y equals x squared minus 3, then y equals negative 2 all squared minus 3, which is 4 minus 3, which equals 1, not negative 4 minus 3. Squaring a negative number gives a positive result. Always. Mistake number 2, drawing a straight line through a curve, or vice versa. If the equation has an x squared or x cubed term, your graph must be a smooth curve, never a series of straight line segments joined up. Use a smooth, flowing pencil line. Examiners will not award marks for a curve drawn with a ruler. Mistake number 3, misreading the gradient. When calculating gradient from a graph, always use two points that are clearly on the grid intersections. Do not try to estimate from points that fall between grid lines. And remember, if the line goes downward from left to right, the gradient is negative. Do not forget that minus sign. Mistake number 4, confusing roots with the y-intercept. Roots are where y equals 0, so they are on the x-axis. The y-intercept is where x equals 0, so it is on the y-axis. These are completely different things, and mixing them up is a very common error. Mistake number 5, forgetting to label axes and key points. Even if your graph is perfectly drawn, if you have not labeled the axes with x and y, and have not marked the scale, you may lose a mark. Always label everything. Now, a word about command words. When a question says sketch, you do not need to plot accurate points, but you must show the correct shape and label key features like intercepts and turning points. When it says draw or plot, you must be accurate and use the table of values provided. When it says find the gradient, show you're working, draw the triangle on the graph, and write the calculation. For intersection problems, where you are asked to solve an equation graphically, remember that the solutions are the x-coordinates of the intersection points. Let us test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I will ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What does the letter M represent in y equals mx plus c? The gradient, the steepness of the line. Question 2. What shape does equals x squared produce? A U-shaped parabola opening upwards. Question 3. For y equals 1 over x, what are the two asymptotes? The x-axis where y equals 0 and the y-axis where x equals 0. Question 4. A straight line passes through the points 2, 5, and 4, 9. What is the gradient? Rise is 9 minus 5 equals 4. Run is 4 minus 2 equals 2. Gradient equals 4 divided by 2 equals 2. Question 5. What is the y-intercept of y equals 3x minus 7? Negative 7, that's the value of c. Now let us wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember going into your exam. 1. Know your graph shapes. Linear is a straight line, quadratic is a parabola, cubic is an S-curve. Reciprocal has two branches and asymptotes. Exponential rises steeply and never touches the x-axis. 2. Gradient equals rise over run. Always draw the triangle on the graph and show you're working. 3. Roots are where the graph crosses the x-axis, where y equals 0. The y-intercept is where x equals 0. 4. For sketches, show the shape and label key features. For accurate plots, use the table of values and plot every point carefully. 5. Intersection points give you the solutions to simultaneous equations or graphical solutions to equations. You've got this? Graphs are one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. So get some past papers, sketch those curves, and make sure you are comfortable with all the graph types we covered today. Good luck in your exam, and I will see you in the next episode.